Uppy, uppy, uppy. It's one funny morning.
I'm Dana Blizzard, and it's too early in the morning.
This is the dumbest show in the whole world.
From Monday
to Friday.
Sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that for all these people?
He stinks.
You never know what's gonna happen.
That's your Dateline voice?
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It's not a chicken leg. This is a chicken leg.
Look at that manhole cover on my face.
Not a bad rendition of me. Hold on.
It's a small, such a small town, so if you're walking, people just be like, do you want a ride? It's like, they don't need Uber. They
what?
Just have, they just pull over. They give you a hug. And they're like, we know your brother. We'll give you a ride to school or whatever.
That's called murder in New Jersey.
So, what's outside your Puerto Vecina?
The best selling! Yeah! Uppy, 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 it's Anna Paglione here at Epcot. We're bailing on the fireworks tonight, but we did see Herman's Hermit. Take it away, Dina. Good morning, love it. Anna Paglione down in Florida. How is everybody? Look at our special guest we have today.
Ta-da!
We're so tired.
I tried. Like,
She's been up since 6.
I put on makeup, but...
Can't do that 2 hours ago. It's almost 3 hours ago.
Yeah, okay. It explains a lot.
You got to do it like the minute before or when the show's supposed to start and then show up late.
Well, hello.
Good morning. I'd like to say that Missy and I got up early, took a walk on the beach, and that's why our hair looks crazy. But this is us done.
We didn't go anywhere. Yeah, no.
Dina's
hair now we know is universal.
Like, it's not universal. I don't know. In what universe?
In the place where humidity doesn't kill you. Like
Missy, well, you have like good curly hair.
Not so much today.
I don't know. It's a joke, Tanya. Like, I walk somewhere. You're hilarious. You really read into that. It's not true. I know. My leg was elevated, Joyce, you know, all night. So we're just chilling this morning. Did you get any writing done? Not yet.
It's not time.
She got in at, like, almost midnight, so yeah. We didn't write last night. But Di took her on a tour of the house. I didn't realize Missy hadn't been here before.
I hadn't.
It's weird.
It is weird. It is very weird.
I thought you were here before.
Nope. I was not here.
So Diana took her on a tour like it was Diana's house. She's like, Missy, come here. Let me show you what I did. She's like, look, I redid this whole kitchen by myself. I'm pretty sure she said.
Yep.
You heard the day. So Diana would be here like when they were working on the house. And I said, listen, I need you to go down because the drywallers are coming. Yeah. I said, now don't talk to them. They already know
don't talk.
What they're supposed to do. So you just open the door and then get out of the way. And she was like, got it. I was like, I can't be there, but I need you to be there. Okay.
No words.
So I get a call.
Don't say any words.
Get a call from my contractor. What's going on down there? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. They go, well, they just walked off the site. I go, who walked off the site? All the drywallers. They just walked off the site. I go, why? It's some ladies down there yelling at him. I said, nobody. I'll call you right back. So I call call my mother, and I said, I'm sorry, Pam. So I said, I call my mom. I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh, having a great time. Made a lot of friends. I said, you're not supposed to talk to anybody. No, it was real nice, Dean. I was talking to David. Now they all just, I think they went to lunch. They're all gone. I go, yeah, they left because of you. What are you talking about? I said, they left because of you. They said there's a crazy lady bossing them around. She probably tried to give them beans. Exactly, Tammy.
Oh.
And I said, what are you doing? What'd you say? She goes, oh, they was real nice. You know, they was working on the walls. I'd go over and I'd say, no. I don't think they understood me. So I went, bad.
Okay, that...
I said, so you went up to all the contractors and went bad?
And then...
And they were like, no bueno.
But I was smiling.
But I was smiling.
Bad, bad.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, no bueno. And then they left. And I said, you were yelling at all of them. No, no, no. I was being nice. I just said, no, bad. Because they all spoke Spanish, Gab, so she didn't know nothing, right? So she said, well, they was trying to do this, and that didn't look right to me, you know, because she got her degree in spackle. And I said, how about you talk to nobody? No. How about you do that? Because everybody, they're not coming back. They're not going to Wawa.
Yeah, you were just supposed to open the door mm-hmm. and then say no words.
Mm-hmm.
No words.
Yeah. When did no bad make new friends? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that. No, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. And just see.
Mm-hmm.
See where that takes me.
Yeah, nowhere.
I like it. I'm going to do that when I go get my oil changed and they start talking to me in car. You know, I'll just be like.
mm-hmm. I know, Kylie. I've heard a lot worse things said on a construction site. But apparently when it's just an old Italian lady. Mm-hmm. Jane, I tell you, now I've been down here for a couple weeks trying to get this house ready. The toilet broke yesterday.
I didn't do it.
The lights by the front door don't work ever since the EV charger went in. It's been a lot. Remember when you came in last night? My mom's like, I'm sorry, Missy.
Yeah, but I did see that your car was plugged in.
It is.
That's how I knew for sure I was
so
at the right
place. So I guess
when
the light, when my car's plugged in, the lights from the front don't work. I don't know. There's a power
Have
surge.
You unplugged the
know.
Car to no. see if the lights come on?
I barely made it up the steps. Dina, would have you like, taken a trip around the block to see
would
if
you like for me to go unplug your car? I'm afraid to touch the new car.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to touch it.
No, bad. mm-hmm. Yeah. So yesterday, Diana said, now you saw what she did with the cupcake. She wanted to charge me $4 for the cupcake. So she says, now, is there anything that you need? And I said, you know what I would love? I would love brownies. And there's a box of brownies in the kitchen by Krusty's. Okay, you know Krusty's?
Yeah. Krusty's
you pick
does
up
good stuff.
A box of anything by Krusty's, which is a weird name for a company.
It's not a good name for food.
And it will be amazing. It'll be amazing.
Krusty's is not a good name for food.
I said, Di, I've been really wanting these brownies. Could you make, yeah. You go sit down. So, a couple hours go by. I finally get up. Now, I think we're going to try today, Andrea, to go. I get up, and I can smell brownies. And I'm like, this is it. I'm going brownies. It's just melt in your mouth. I'm waiting to get in there.
So good.
I get in there. And I can see that the brownies are done, but they look real high in the pan. Yeah. So I say, what? You make the brownies? Yeah, I made them. Look right here. She's got her knife. She's going along the side, cutting them all up into little pieces, getting them ready. I go, now here's what Diana is also known for. And I know that I sound ungrateful, and I am. I said, any
round this way because it's
I am.
True.
If Diana can take a brownie, here's her philosophy. You have a brownie recipe. Brownies are supposed to be flat.
Brownies are thin.
And thick.
Yeah,
and
dense.
Just like a, almost like a fudge, but not quite.
Yes. Fudge with
syrupy,
bread.
Just so good.
What'd she do?
She will add eggs. If you ever look at the back, it'll say, to have more cake-like brownies, add an extra egg. Doesn't she do it every time? Every time I walk in, I said, did you add an egg to that brownie? She said, yeah, you don't like it? I turned my crutches around. I put my back to her. That took a long time. In a show of aggression. I crutched this way. She goes, what, you're not going to eat them? I said, why would you do that? Well, I just said I wanted brownies, just flat. Brownies.
I would have smushed them.
So then she says, I can't believe that you did that with my brownies. She goes, these aren't your brownies. These are Aldi brownies. I said, okay. Okay. Oh. What is happening? She said, well, my brownies were about to expire, so I made my brownies first. She watching. I can hear myself.
Yeah.
She's watching. Oh, yeah. I'm saying a lot of stuff about your brownies, Diana.
One of my favorite things is being around you two, because you two will snip at each other, but they're both, like, really nice to me.
We're like, get out of my face! Missy, you want some coffee?
Yeah. It's the best. It is the best.
Yeah. Look, we can hear ourselves.
We can. Oh, I have an annoying voice.
She knows we can hear her now. She knows I said I can hear you listening to me in the next room.
Yes.
You know, she is making breakfast for us. She's making us oatmeal. I think she's going to pee in it. She probably won't pee in yours.
I was going to say, I'll get the good oatmeal.
when she delivers them, I'll be like, I'll take the one.
Like when people are testing their food for poison.
And then she's going to switch them on purpose. You know, like in The Princess Bride. I think that I would switch it.
We'll both just sit here quietly with our bowls in our laps.
I'll be like, you take a bite of both of these, Missy. Here she comes. So I was saying, Diana has done such a great job.
About the lady that just fixed you breakfast.
Look at her. Look at her.
No, I'm in my jammies. You know what?
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to start throwing gang symbols and try to poison
enjoy
us.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Missy, you take it. Missy, Diana. Give me this one.
Cough in your oatmeal.
Or maybe it's a trick.
I know. Which one is?
Enjoy. You don't think I got my phone on?
Oh, we heard it.
Remember what I said to you yesterday? You got to make a shirt.
That's what you said yesterday? What? Is it called This Cupcake Costs $4.75?
That's one. The other one is, instead of having attitude, have some gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she even has a dance when she says that.
She did.
She was doing
that. So how much does this bowl cost, this bowl of oatmeal?
I don't know. It's all your ingredients.
That's my ingredient. The bananas are hers.
Well, the blueberries and the bananas will be my favorite
part. You'll be charged $1 on your way out.
No, I'm still going to be the favorite one. I'm going to tell her these are the
best. I don't know. Unless you're dead.
Unless I die, she's going to know that I'm the grateful one.
Mm-hmm.
I love oatmeal.
Poison tastes really good when you're hungry.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, no, she did. She came up with her slogan yesterday and was like, you're going to make it. Here she comes. She's bringing her flip-flops back around.
No, I don't do my honey.
You can't just pour it in?
No! I got work to do. You know what?
It done ticked her off. How much honey do you want?
A little bit.
I feel like that's a lot of honey.
It's not. It's really good. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
I did a pretty swirl.
You did. Your nurse is sassy. Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of attitude at this hospital.
I could tell you were up. Because I just kept hearing all this clanking. And all I could think of was like that ghost from A Christmas Carol with the chains. I was just saying this, dun 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 from upstairs.
You know what's funny? Every time I'll talk to the kids or somebody on the phone, they're like, what's that noise? Where are you? I'm like, that's me walking. That's the sound I make when I walk now. They're so aggressive, these stupid crutches.
Yes, Marley. It was Marley. Somebody gave me the name of the ghost. It was Marley.
Judy's so smart, even this early in the morning.
Yeah.
Missy needs a shirt that says gratitude. Dina needs one that says attitude. Look at us both.
That is perfect.
It is perfect.
That is absolutely.
And I will happily wear attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Has anyone brought you a new scooter? Oh.
This girl Tracy here from our page is going to meet up with me on Sunday.
Okay.
She's got an extra one.
Okay.
So I'm going to borrow it.
How does somebody end up with an extra knee scooter?
I think she said she had one upstairs in her house and one downstairs.
Oh, that's good.
That's smart.
That is very smart.
I know. Missy, how was your gig last night?
Last night, I didn't have a gig. I was practicing for church on Sunday. I mean, on the praise team, so I was singing last night. Jeremy was playing drums.
I should wear a shirt that says, you know what this costs? Good one, Andrea.
I like that. Yeah. Now, I have a gig tomorrow night, but tonight I'm off. Tonight I'm off. Joe is going to carry you in Nashville.
He did say that. I might have to, like, watch what I eat. He's like, every time Joey Joe watched me, he'd be like, Dita, put the donut down. All right, if I'm carrying you, let's maybe just eat fruit for a month.
I'll make you one of my special smoothies.
Why is my stomach? Can you hear my stomach? It's like the Dina, third guest on
everyone
the show.
Can hear your stomach. It's full on goblin.
I think it's that brownie.
Listen to it.
It's the cake brownie.
It's time to come back out.
I know.
Really good oatmeal. A different note.
I know. She does need a shirt that says, you know what. So, I just finished watching. Because you have a lot of time on my hands. I just finished watching Ashley Madison on Netflix. But what's that girl's name? No, not a girl. Do you remember it? The website and it, their whole slogan was "Life is short, have an affair."
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So, I think it's 3-part series on Netflix. And, like, I remembered it happened. It was, like...
That's why the name sounds familiar.
The early 2000s.
That.
So I was young, and I wasn't really paying attention. But I remember, like, it was kind of a big deal. But it was pretty interesting, sleazy, salacious, worth the watch. In some ways, I think so. I think it was interesting... So the basic gist is the dating apps had just kind of started, and this guy was like, listen, you know, there was a statistic on the dating apps that said 30% of people who are on dating apps are married. And he was like, well, if that's the case, if people are looking to have affairs, why not do it with some discretion and just put it out there? I'm looking for, yeah, whatever. And on it, it said, you know, we promise full discretion, privacy. You can put all your dreams in the universe. Yeah. Turns out all the awards that they had on there that said, like, trusted website, they made them up. They weren't real awards. And there was zero protections in terms of their privacy. So they had millions and millions of users. And somebody went on and hacked it, got all the information, and basically said, if you shut your company down, we won't release all this data. But it was making like $100 a day?
$100 a day.
$100 a day. I was like, that's not right. Yeah. They were making like $1 million a day. And so there was no way they were going to. The show is called Ashley Madison. It's on Netflix, but Ashley Madison is just kind of like a documentary about this website. And so they released first, like, the emails about just the email list.
Ooh.
And so a lot of these guys use their real emails. And like, horrible things happened when it was released. It was really crazy.
Wow.
And then there was one couple a young couple with young kids, and they were like, they would make videos of them singing like Disney songs, and they were like real like high up in the Christian community, and
that never ends well.
Mm-hmm. Josh Duggar, I think, was on it.
Yeah,
there were lots of people on it. There was women too, exactly. They never found out who the hackers are, but basically
that's kind of cool.
Had a friend whose marriage got destroyed after it. Her husband had multiple affairs. Wild. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's Sam and Nia Rader. They're YouTubers. And so, you know, he made a video saying, I made a mistake. I made a profile.
I never met anybody.
It was just a list of emails. That was the first release, but they didn't shut it down. Somebody said, Jay Princess said, my first husband was on it. And so first they released, and then they made websites that you could go to, put your husband's email in, and it would check the list for you and tell you if he was on it.
So it was crazy.
And then the second round is when they started releasing their names, all their fantasies. Yep, all their history, who they talked to. Then the guy had to come out and fess up, and he was like, I was lying, It was bad.
That is bad.
It was bad.
But here's the thing. I feel like, you know, those guys that made the false stickers, you know what I mean? Those false awards. Who's going to call him out on that, right? So you could say whatever you want to say. The guy can't say, well, I'm going to sue you, right?
Then what happened is that Ashley Madison, when the first list came out, which was just emails, they knew they didn't have any protections. And they knew it was bad. So then they reached out to the members and they said, do you want, if you pay another $20, we'll erase your whole history. So
everybody,
millions of people called, were like, here's my $20, erase my history. They didn't erase anything. They just took the money.
Ooh.
It was another money grab. Didn't erase anything, but they erased millions. And they said half the profiles on there were the people that work there. They were bots. Because it's just like shim sham. They were bots. It was like, they were like, this website was set up and it was all pictures of gorgeous women. You're like, listen, I've been on dating sites. We're not all gorgeous. Not everybody. There's no way this is real. There's no way. Not that many young women that are just like, you know what?
I'd like to ruin no good marriage. Will fall for that though.
Well, that was right? It. It was that the bots were like, the bots were so ridiculous because it was like, we just put these like automated messages up that we knew that men would want to hear from beauty. It was like, hey, I've been thinking about you all day. Tell me about all your fantasies. I was like, who's texting this to who is texting that to somebody? Just some old married man that you're just like, listen,
you know what I've been thinking about today is you.
Like, Jeremy, maybe he's going to text you. I've been thinking about you and I want to hear about all your fantasies.
Exactly. It's like, who is you? And I do not have any ransom money for Missy. Like, you're going to have to just keep her.
I'll be like, are you hungry?
Exactly. He will run and get some Haagen-Dazs so fast. Wow.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They'll be like, somebody stole my wife's phone. So it was just so funny to me that the bot was just so crazy, like, no one would say this, but all the men were like, oh my God, this is the woman of my dreams. Yes. Let me text her back. You're like, come on.
If you get a message that says, look, I'm really tired. What can you do in 5 minutes that will make me able to take a nap later? That's a real lady. That's a real lady. Wow. So then what happened?
She only texted me to tell me how the cat puked on the floor.
Exactly. Yes. If you want to trick Jeremy, send him some sort of sexy message about vomit.
Yeah. He'll be like, she's really digging me.
Yeah. He'll fall for that one.
So then the second round of things came out. after they collected the millions of dollars and said they deleted it. And that's pretty much what ruined everybody. But it's still running, apparently.
Wait, it's still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, most of it shut down, but they said it's still running. And then the guy that was like the CEO somehow convinced his wife to be the model for it. So her face is on every billboard all over the world. It's her face, right? And he drags her on the morning shows saying how this website is, you know, people cheating is good for relationships. You know, it was this whole crazy, whatever. And what? She would sit next to him and be like, you know what? For some people it works. We're in a monogamous relationship. And the people would say, but wouldn't you be upset if you found out he was cheating? She was like, absolutely, but that's not our relationship. I mean, it was like straight crazy. Well, then the hackers release all his emails, all his personal information.
Yes.
And he is cheating on her left and right. And you're like,
how do these people have so much energy?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Like, how many times a day do you want to cheat on anybody?
Yeah, no. No, listen, some people were like, let me get a piece of paper. Hold on.
I was like, Sally.
Yeah, Tina, I didn't know we were, Missy, I knew we were doing a math question.
I have brunch at 12. I have, like, nap time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is, okay, everyone, if you send me $1.
mm-hmm.
Right? That's insane.
But, yeah, it was really... It was crazy. Hold on a second. Well, no, that's not what I wanted. What?
It's Ashley Madison.
That's really weird.
That is. It's Ashley Madison.
Hmm.
They know you're talking.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
No, it was a really kooky story.
So do you think of this hacker as kind of like a Robin Hood figure?
They never found the person.
I think that's so cool.
They thought it was a team of people, but then they put out a reward and they said, I don't know, 50 million or something. 5 million, I don't know. They put out this reward. And they said they didn't think that it was a team of people. Because if it was a team of people and there's a reward, almost inevitably.
Somebody
will break away.
I would not do that to you.
And take the money. I would do it to you in a heartbeat.
This is why she gets attitude and I get gratitude.
I'd be like, you know what, Missy, I'm sorry I did this. I'll give you $1 million when you get out of jail. You'd be like, okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
I mean, we wanted the money.
That would work.
So they said that they didn't think that it was a team. They thought it was one person. And that the one person was either, because they said at the end of the day, everybody was a suspect. Every person in the world. Because if it was your husband or your wife that was cheating, and you know how to, because they didn't want money. They never took money. They just said, shut down and we won't release your roster.
I think that's pretty cool.
Respect.
I have mad respect for that person. That is amazing. Yeah, somebody said, I bet it was an inside job. I was like, I bet it was the wife. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was crazy.
Wow. That it?
It was, Are you done?
Yeah, thank you.
Waitress!
Should we tell her we're thirsty?
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to eat all this oatmeal? Waitress!
I don't want to bother you, but I'm very thirsty.
I want to bother you. Die. No, I had a friend that was about to get married. She found her husband seeking other men on Craigslist.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was a man who got caught and lost his family and home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy just said, stop treating Di like that.
She does need
but
a
is it
hand.
Okay if I tell you that I'm thirsty? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking very nicely.
Laura's like, she's on a break. That's
she's on a break.
What did you want to drink?
What are you serving?
What is easy and available?
When are the mimosas?
Water.
This is a horrible restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I watched. Okay, she's still talking. Mm-hmm. I thought she snuck out the honey door. No.
Did I see the honey door yet?
It's just the back door.
Oh.
I don't know if she brought you back there as part of your tour.
Mm-hmm. I think she did, but we didn't open it because it was nighttime. She said I could see today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Susie said, that's why I don't do dating sites, except for Dina's singles column. But I haven't even done that. You should do it.
I didn't know there was a single.
Yeah, we have at least four fellas here.
At least four?
Yeah. All right. I know you want to talk about cheating. Have I got a story for you? My ex lived a whole separate life filled with the worst possible crimes you can think of and cheating with all different types of people. I had zero idea. Kimberly, tell us more.
You should write a book. Your book is going to be so much better than mine.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, I am amazed by people who have just the energy and the wherewithal for an entire secret life.
I would be awful.
I have a
very poor memory. And B, when I lie, it's so ridiculous. I'd be like, my lover is in Portugal. And it would be so dumb.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. It would be so easy for Jeremy to have a whole separate life right now because I just think he's in the basement. Like, he could be leaving out the back door every day.
Every day.
But
he was like, I'm making a bookcase. Like,
okay.
Okay.
I don't even check. Like,
we don't even have books.
I'm like, wow.
No, I don't have that kind of energy.
Mm-mm, no.
But I do think some people thrive off of it in some weird way.
I think you're probably right. I don't think it's not even the content of both separate lives. It's the whole getting it over. Yeah, that would be exhausting.
It's gotten way better. Good, Kimberly. I'm glad. No double life except for one funny mother is my secret cult. That's fair.
That is fair.
Mm-hmm. There are people out there that have secret families. I worked with a nurse who was married to a doctor. Turned out he had another wife and kid all in the same town.
What?
That's really... Could you imagine?
I can't.
I don't need that. Mm-mm. No. No,
wow.
And I just read something else. Did you hear about, what's the kid, the guy's name? Did you hear about the guy? He's from the Kansas City Chiefs.
The speech guy?
Yep, commencement. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeremy, what's his name? Jeremy Zedler.
Keith something?
I don't know.
Keith the Chief?
So,
I don't know.
So, to give some context, this fella, he's 28, he's married, he has a kid, and he is giving the commencement speech, and is it Harrison Butker? Thank you, Butker. And perhaps, so here's the thing, you have your phone, put in Butker apology, because the apology is worse than what he said. So if you're not keeping up, this guy is a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he does this, I was waiting for you to address this. He gives this speech, and it's commencement, men and women in the audience, youngins, and he congratulates them, but to the women specifically, he says, I know that you think that, No, his apology, Butker apology. Butker apology. Yeah, keep going because it should be a statement from him, not a statement from the Football League.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Or from the city.
Like her apologies.
So, there we she apologizes. They apologize, but he makes a statement.
Is it his tweet?
Maybe. So he basically said, you know, for all of you young women who want to get out there and get titles and get, names like president of this and this is when your best title is mother. Now, I was a stay-at-home mom.
I loved it.
Love it.
But not because some guy at my college graduation told me it was what I should do.
Yeah. So he basically gives this speech, telling them they belong in the kitchen and give men. Yeah, it was like, we need to go back. So he says this statement. It doesn't go over well.
It looks like if he tweeted, it almost looks like it was deleted.
Is this really?
Harrison Butler's statement. But these are all everybody else. But then it said there was a deleted tweet.
So he goes up and you know, the NFL has said this is not what we feel about it, that he did this on his own time, this were his own opinions,
he wasn't representing
the NFL. He said, yes, he did say things about LGBT. Oh, it says the tweet was deleted.
Yeah, I can't find
it. I read it, I guess, last night in the apology. So the NFL said this is not us. The city of Kansas City said this is on us. And then everybody said, okay. He comes on with the apology, this written apology, and says, and I don't think it was an apology. You're right, Ebert.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
what it was. It's not considered an apology. He said, to clarify what I'm saying, I think it's really important that we go back to a time like the 50s and 60s. Now, no one has ever said this in terms of women's rights. Let's go back to the 50s and 60s when men were men and women were happy to be home raising children and like in service to their husband. And I was like,
you should stop.
Men were men and women were home raising children. And he said, and the only Me Too movement that was happening at that time was when you were in a room and a woman said, I'm about to have my fourth baby. And you said, Me Too, very proudly. That's what he wrote.
No.
I had to read that four times as well.
Oh, my goodness.
He said that. I had to read that a lot of times. He said, the only Me Too was when somebody said, I'm about to have my fourth baby, and you were in the room, and you yelled, Me Too, and you were happy. And I was like, listen, I have three kids. I love all of them most days, and I could do that. And the crazy thing is his mom is like an astrophysicist or something at some major university. And I was just like, you had a mom that was a great mom.
That was a great
scientist.
And here's the thing is it's like you try not to judge people based on one thing. But that statement tells me everything I need to know.
And the thing is so now the bishop or somebody, that article you said, the bishop for the Kansas City Chiefs applauds him. Because they're saying he was saying this at a Catholic university and I'm Catholic. I went to a Catholic university. I went to St. Joe's University. And St. Joe's University said, yes, you can be a great mother and have a career for yourself. You can do that and still be a good person to your husband. You can do that. Is it going to make you crazy? Absolutely. Is it fair? No.
Exactly.
Will you find days where you will question all your life choices? Yes.
And will you wish maybe you were married to an NFL football player that was making $1 million?
Yes.
So you could stay home and do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it just, and then this morning somebody put up a meme and said, here's a picture of Travis Kelce chugging a beer at a graduation and everybody applauded them. And here is a guy talking about family values and we're raking him over the coals. I'm like, this is not what you're saying. That's not what this is. You want to chug a beer, chug a beer.
Right.
You can talk about family values, right? But without saying that your happiness should come from just constantly being of service to others. We are already bred for being of service to others. It's not okay to tell a woman, you know, that's good enough. You don't need to have dreams beyond that. Because without it, there's a lot of wonderful things that would have never been invented, yes, never been said, things that have never been written.
And there's a lot of women that had to do a whole lot of fighting,
yeah,
to get where we are today.
On this couch yelling at my mom, yeah, for not, yes, bringing the drinks.
Do you know what Lady Di had to go through to get us here?
Hold on. Diana, where's our drink? She don't even remember you asked her for a drink.
Parched.
We're parched. Bring it out here and then go back to the kitchen where you belong. She was born in the 50s and 60s. Yes. Yeah. We are all for female rights. Bring our drink! Here she comes.
Oh, she's upstairs. Oh, she's all dressed and pretty now.
Oh, she was dressed. She had to get dressed. All right, now get back in that kitchen and bring us our drink.
You shouldn't be wearing
now,
shoes.
But let's get back to why women should have dreams.
Yes, why women should have dreams.
Unless they're your mom, then they should.
Well,
stay
and
in the
that's the thing. You know, when you are the mom, mm-hmm, it's different. No, I feel like a college graduation when you start separating people based on gender for what their aspirations should be while leaving that university. I feel like you should read the room, right? Like,
well, I mean, if you and I were sitting at that commencement, could you imagine, like, would you have been prepared? Like, if that was happening, I was listening, I'd be like,
right. I saw one, I don't even know who she was, on social media going, she goes, I wanted to walk out. She's like, but some people were cheering. I'm like, and I get that. Anybody, you know, there's going to be.
I mean, that's what I would be like, you, what?
I would have.
I wish you did a close up on somebody else's face.
Somebody's face going like,
what in the.
Are you hearing this the way that I'm hearing this? Because I got to go home now. I'm going to go home now. Yeah. Yeah, in a private conversation, but that's your speech.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, if you're going to give that speech, would it have been easier if it was given from a woman? Would it have been better if a woman was up there giving that speech? But to have a man come up and tell me, let me tell you what your dreams are. No, no. Now, if a woman went up and said, it was always my dream to be home with my kids, I would be like, that's a wonderful dream view. That's what my mom will say. She said,
absolutely,
when I was young, I just wanted to have babies and raise them. That's all I wanted. And I think I was the same for a time, and you were too.
I was too.
Until we realized that was horrible and we started doing stand-up. and I feel like in that framework where a woman can stand up and say, this is what I want, that's the whole point. I'd be like, girl, have it. If you can have it, have it. But this girl over here, she wants something different. And that's the point.
And what about all those women? And again, most of us don't make our total life decision at 18 or 21 when we're graduating. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are the women in that audience sitting there going, I don't even want to have kids. I just want my job. Like, mm-hmm, this speech, your graduation day, I feel like, should have a speaker that's gearing you up for all the possibilities.
No, he was
ladies, all of the things. This is your track.
Why didn't he just go out and be like, men, congratulations, ladies, waste of time.
I would say, and then, sir, will you please pay off my student loan? I will be happy.
Ladies, you
to
probably didn't
your
know
plan.
This, but you just wasted your money. Why don't you look around? Maybe you'll be lucky. One of these fellas will pick you. Marry you.
Oh, dear.
And then you can make them dinner. Why don't you just say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And anybody telling anybody how to live their life,
mm-hmm,
but it,
And what would happen if, like Marla just said, what if he had gone up and gave the same speech but switched it to men? What if he went up and said, you know what, fellas? For years, we have lived in a patriarchal society. And maybe it's time to give women their due. Maybe it's time for men to stay home.
Jeremy
maybe it's time.
Would be so happy.
He'd be like, this is
Jeremy,
the greatest.
Jeremy would think that is best day ever. Jeremy has made it
so
very,
funny.
Very clear.
He's like, Missy,
that he is waiting to be a kept
want
man.
To overtake me.
Yes, he's in.
You
he's
want to pick the
in.
Movie? Done.
Done.
I'll
All
make the
of
snacks.
It. You tell me where I'm going. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He also praised stay-at-home dads. Did he tell them all that they made the right choice and all the working dads should have less dreams? Because that's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Christina says, I think you have to listen to the whole speech before saying anything about the clickbait headlines. I don't know, Christina. Feels like a lot of people have done research who have watched the, you know, here's the thing is that, I agree with you, because I think context is important. But the apology that he
That's
wrote
what I was just gonna
as
say, the
follow
apology.
Up doesn't make me feel like context would have made a difference. Mm-hmm, exactly. That if you were worried about context, the apology might have been better, but it felt like he doubled down. He actually took what he said, split it up, doubled down on it, and was like, let me see if we can make this better, worse.
And I think that's wherein I feel okay saying what I'm saying is like, okay, if that was the apology, I don't have a whole lot of hope. And how the rest of the speech went. Because the apology pretty much tells me everything I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said they were all lied to. But okay, who did the lying? Yeah. What about these universities? If the university was like, yeah, we want you to come give the speech, then why'd you take all this money from all these women while you educated them just on the last day to say, okay, so thanks for giving us the money, but we think you should stay home and be of service to... your husband. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I looked up the apology and many people are saying it was AI, not from Butker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what?
What?
I am going to blame everything that comes out of my mouth that is not well received. It was AI.
That's AI.
Like, my hair today. AI. Like, I... look a lot better, but AI did me dirty this morning.
AI did all of it.
I'm not even here. Dina made me
up. Listen, I don't want to say this, but great ideas come from this show. Now, you know, when Jeremy said that he wanted to stay at an Airbnb and then I made an escape room.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to say it's a business plan, but it was a good one. And I'm not going to say I've given it up. Mm-hmm.
I really like that idea.
I know.
Unless it keeps me from peeing when I need to, then I have concerns.
There you go.
But yeah, can you, like, you have to break into something to get the food or the air. Like, you could be sweltering hot and you have to solve a puzzle.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have to have air conditioning.
People would, that would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
That would really, really be huge.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
Or what? It would at least be a really good movie.
Isn't that like what one of the Saw movies was? Isn't that basically all the Saw movies? I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a long
What did
time.
My mom make? Where was I? And I watched a scary movie and I didn't like it. Oh! I know what it was. I talked about it already. Did you see the new movie with Julia Roberts, Leave the People Behind?
No, I want Leave the World Behind. You
Whatever.
Take the people.
The people.
Leave the people behind.
Leave the world behind.
Leave the world behind. No. Is it any good?
I don't like it. I don't like it. Well, I don't like scary movies, and it was scary and ominous, and then I didn't like how it ended, so no.
Okay. See, I love scary and ominous. I don't like gory. I not do not like a vague ending. I'm not deep enough for a vague ending. Like, you need to wrap it up clean. Mm-hmm. I need a good wrap up. I don't I do not like it when I'm sitting there for 2 hours and then it just dangles. Jeremy gets furious too. We will sit on the couch and we will scream at the end of a movie like, well, I want my 2 hours back.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not getting it. Not with this movie.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's what she said. I don't want to waste my time for these 2 hours. I'm not getting them back. That's what she said.
I would like my 2 hours back.
I'd be like, you know what? Now that we did... No, waste time.
Waste... Dumb. So dumb.
Did you fix those crutches so they're not putting pressure on your armpits? Here's the thing, Mike. I was saying that my armpits hurt. I actually, from going to the gym, I actually know that I'm pushing on the lower part. Like, I'm not leaning
in. You're not
here,
leaning in, right.
But it's just that it's, I don't know, maybe it's I'm using more of these muscles. It's not because it's rubbing. It's the muscles that you have to use to kind of push yourself up to use. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
I said to Missy, I almost fell three times. Di almost fell this morning.
That was scary. I actually,
broke her leg, and both of us were on this couch for 6 weeks.
I would drive away from here so fast.
I would run on the bad leg. On the bad leg. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Julie said, I thought it was a waste of time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. But you with crutches... Mm-hmm. Is, you know, when your dog gets surgery and they have the cone and they're so sad, that's what you're like with your crutches and your boot. I feel like when I was looking at your boot earlier, I was like, her boot is the equivalent of the dog cone of shame. She's just so sad.
It's just ridiculous. It's so dumb. I still keep saying to my sister called and she was like, you fell? I go, no.
No.
I didn't even fall. Like, I was on my feet. I stepped on the thing. Boom! Came up and hit me in the side leg, broken. How do you do that? Yeah,
Carly was perplexed. She's like, a drill? I was like, yeah.
Did it drill into her leg?
And
no!
And that's what said. There was no... And I was like, no. Remember the cartoons when somebody steps on a rake or a shovel and they step on one end and the other end, whop.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
I'd have been better with a concussion.
You wouldn't have to wear the boot.
I would have the cone. What if they started doing that to people? I think I'd oddly be finer with the cone than I am with the stupid crutches. Those drills are so heavy, unnecessarily.
Okay. If it was heavy enough to hurt you that bad, how do you actually use the drill above your head to?
I don't know. I don't even know why he just put it in the. And I don't know why he kept back up, back up.
He kept yelling at you to back up.
Yes. So Marie said, if you checked you for osteoporosis, so I was in osteopenia when I went for my thing,
me too.
And they said that, you know, after 2 years of being on. The pellets and the estrogen, it would help with my bone density. Apparently, the answer is no. I don't have good.
Well, we don't know. It might have taken you all the way out if you still had the...
True.
Right? Like, this could be super pellet striked ankle.
Yeah. What about a cane? Would that be easier? I'm not allowed to put any pressure on it. Like, zero. I thought it was a walking boot. When they first said boot, I was like, fine, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
they were like,
six.
I was like, but I can walk on it. They're like, no.
I always thought boots were walking boots. I didn't
That's
know.
That's what I
this
thought.
This is just the difference between having a cast or not having a cast.
Yeah, so, you know, I can take it off to shower. I can take it off to sleep. And I think it probably depends on how how bad. Like, I only have,
say, yeah, the, what's it called?
A small fracture.
And they said it was right or it was...
It was in a good position.
Good. Yeah, you got the good one.
It was in a good position. But she also said to keep it in here because she said a lot of people don't. And they just, when you're using crutches, you just let your foot hang.
Right.
Right. And they don't want that. It's got to stay in at least at the 90 degree, okay, because when it comes off, this muscle will shorten if you let, yep, it do this, and then it'll be hard for you to walk. So,
well, that's why you can't keep babies in those bouncy things up too high. You've got to make it so their feet are flat. Same thing. The muscle develops in the back. The tendons shorten.
Yeah, yeah. What about a knee crutch? I don't even know what you're saying.
What's a knee crutch?
Like an extra leg? Yeah. Are you really going to be non-weight bearing for the whole? Yeah, that's what they said, Beth. I asked them 7 times. Because I went to 3 urgent care places. First place was like, listen, it's a chip. You can walk on a boot. I was like, great. Second place, nope, this is a fracture. Don't walk on it at all. But walk across this parking lot.
That I don't understand.
It was crazy. And I kept looking at the window. I go, that looks far. Shouldn't I drive? No.
Do you know?
You got these new crutches? It was the weirdest conversation. I said, can't you go? Can't you go get it? It'd be a lot quicker if you went.
Yeah. Do you know, when I was having Carly, I went to the hospital one night. We thought I was in labor. They made me walk. And I had broken my leg when I was pregnant with Carly. So I'm hobbling. They had me walk for 4 hours.
Mm-mm.
And then said, you know what? We're going to send you home. I was like, okay. But they're like, but you have to wait here for us to get you a wheelchair.
Mm-mm.
I was like, I just walked for 4 hours. Like, we can't let you leave without a wheelchair. And you know what? I escaped. I just left. I did. I just left. And I was like, could I get in trouble?
Wait, is that the plumber? Can you go let the plumber?
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Excuse me. I'm going to pretend to be you.
Okay. Oh, you should limp.
I was thinking...
Plumbers coming because the toilet's broken upstairs.
Hi.
This is Al. Al's hilarious. Al was supposed to come yesterday, but he couldn't get here, so he went to breakfast this morning. He goes, I'll come over after breakfast. I said, okay. He says, you want anything? You want some pancakes? I said, I don't think so.
I'm the house guest.
Hi, Al.
Oh. Yeah, I was about to say, should I bring
Al, come on in. I got the bad leg.
He's got a very bad leg.
Oh, no. I got the bad leg. Hey, Al.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, so, man, so you got a bum leg.
You got the bum leg. So I can't walk you upstairs to the bathroom.
No, that's all right. I'll take a look.
You've seen them before. You know where to find the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
So the little handle,
I
had screwed it in and I thought it was good, but it keeps coming.
All right, I'll
and it keeps
that.
Running. Yeah. Like, yeah. It just walks.
Did you break your foot or is it just something else?
It's just a style. No. I had a handyman here the other day hanging my flag, and he said, back up so you could see it, and then he left his drill on the ground, and then I stepped on part of it, and the other side came up and smacked me.
Just a couple days?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
And a drill chipped her bone.
A drill.
Oh, no.
And I got to be in this for 6 weeks.
Oh.
So do me a favor, don't leave any drills on the ground.
No,
I got one good leg.
I feel so bad for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take it.
Now, where did you go? Did you go to Rothman over there?
So, no, because they couldn't get me until the next day. So I had to go to the urgent care, then a different orthopedist, and then over to the people to get. Nobody had a boot. I had to go to 3 places to get the boot.
That is terrible. Let me ask you this. Do you have a husband?
No, I have an ex-husband.
So you don't have a man that can help you out?
She's going to be lifting me. Yeah, I know.
Well, if you need anybody to lift you while I'm here, you let me know.
Thanks, Al. You're the
best. I'll be glad to help you out.
I would love for you to lift me.
How was breakfast today, Al?
Breakfast was great. I went over to Agnes's. You know, I go to all the different. I go to Agnes's. I go to Isabella's. I go to Gilchrist down here.
Okay.
But the best place is the Shore Diner. Oh,
okay.
Sure.
All right.
You get 3 pieces of French toast and 3 pork rolls there. After you eat that with a cup of hot tea, you can't move.
I was about to say.
Is that what you ate this morning?
No, I didn't go out there.
Everybody just naps for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I got too many jobs to do around here today.
Look at
jobs, give estimates, collect bills and all that.
Oh, boy.
But no, that place over there is the greatest. And you know, the bad thing about me going over there is, and I can tell you because you're two pretty ladies, is I'm 73 years old. My wife died about 3 years ago, so I'm all alone. So every time I go over there, all the waiters and waitresses, they say, oh, there's Al Rickle. He's all alone and he lives in a big house in Ventnor. Go be real nice to him. So there's 2 waitresses in there. They're both gorgeous.
They're like,
They're Spanish girls. They're beautiful. Yeah. So one girl's about 50 years old, and they always say, oh, Al, she's waiting for you to take her out. Take her out.
Oh.
I said, I got to make a little more money to take her out.
Oh.
She wants to go to a Mexican restaurant.
I got a waitress in the other room you should talk to, Al.
Really?
Yeah. She's not Spanish. Not 50. Oh. But, you know.
Well, there's a new restaurant that opened up in the Tropicana.
Oh, really?
Right when you come off the boardwalk.
Okay.
I forget what the name of it is, but it's a Mexican restaurant. The best.
Okay.
The best. I got it all the time. Yeah.
All right. Well, come hang with you.
Now, you know, there's another fabulous Mexican restaurant at Isabella's over there, Portland Avenue. I've never been here before.
We don't know anything.
I'm their plumber, so they gave me a gift certificate last year, and I took 6 or 8 people over there. The bill was like $300, but we had stuff that you wouldn't believe. It's just great.
It's awesome.
And I took my friends over there, and I paid for everything, and they loved it.
Oh, man, Al.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I could talk forever.
We love it.
All right.
So check on the toilet, but then the outside shower, you have to turn it on under the sink.
Yeah.
But it was doing stuff. It was like leaking, and it wasn't turning.
We'll check it out.
You know, Al.
Cool.
Yeah. That was so fun.
I'm dating Al now, Jeremy, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Yeah. So he was so funny. So he was supposed to come yesterday. He couldn't come. And he was like, I'll die. You just missed your boyfriend, your honey.
The plumber?
Yeah. Mom, he goes to a lot of nice restaurants.
He has a bad.
You might be too old for him.
Yeah, but he's
50s. He likes Spanish ladies.
Mm-hmm. His wife.
Have you tried the Duolingo?
How is he real young?
He's 73.
Oh. And his wife.
And he can walk and he can fix things.
Yeah.
That's like the end piece, and this is like in the middle.
Thank you, waitress.
Thank you.
He's into waitresses.
Here. Okay. Cool.
He's into waitresses, so.
He's into waitresses?
Yeah.
I'll bring him up some cornbread.
Oh, you should. Bring him some cornbread. Hurry up before he touches the toilet.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't eat by the toilet.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. And he did. He looked like he had his own teeth.
Yeah.
Those are his teeth.
Yeah. No,
good
he's,
call, Mike.
He's,
mm-hmm. yeah. he's got his own house. It's real big.
Inventor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. We got all his information.
Oh, nice. Is it near the border?
We'll ask him when he comes down. Right. Now that we know what you're looking for.
I have standards.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Get back in the kitchen. 1950s, Mom.
That's good.
Okay. We got it.
I believe it.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Do you see this on TikTok? If you're on here too long, they make you do a puzzle.
What?
Yeah. They have to verify it. Make sure you're still here.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here. Take it. So this is homemade cornbread made by our very own.
I've never eaten this much in the morning.
Waitress. Diana. Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
She still hasn't brought you a drink.
I'm so thirsty.
Diana! Can Missy get a drink?
I'm going to choke. I can't swallow my cornbread.
You gave her dry cornbread. She can't breathe. Get her some drink.
That's some water.
Why did you come back here to talk about it?
Well, and you know what? When I was getting the plumber and I could have gotten something to drink, but I was fascinated. Very good.
Well, you like Colby.
I've never.
Get on the ground and just crawl your way to the kitchen. Just going, water. And she'll just shove cornbread in your mouth. Missy, you want some more cornbread?
I can't. But you know what's funny? As thirsty as I am, I would no sooner take a sip out of your fish bowl.
Uh-huh. I know you would.
How many days has that been sitting there?
Just all of them. It never gets washed. I'm probably going to get a disease.
Scurvy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What you brought you? Oh, Al's back.
Hello.
Oh, Al.
Yes.
This is my waitress.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Al.
Her name is Diana.
Oh, I'm the waitress, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. I'm a good cook myself.
Oh, really?
My wife was smarter than I am, and she taught me to cook.
Really? What's your specialty?
Oh, chicken parmesan, veal parmesan, lasagnas.
Oh, we got chicken in there.
Oh, you can't believe what I make.
Al, do you like beans?
Are you Italian? Chicken parmesan.
No, I'm Jewish, but I married my wife and she was Italian.
Yeah, yeah,
she was
like the Italian.
Their family came from Sicily, so they were.
She taught you well.
Well, she's smart because she was making all the meals, and then I was raving about her. She said, "I'm going to teach you how to cook." So the last 15 years of our marriage, I was the cook.
Wow,
that was very smart.
I went shopping, I went cooking, and all that, and yeah. So we had a lot of fun. My wife was.
That's awesome.
I'm just out of curiosity. Yeah. Do you have water views from your house? Can you see the water? Can you see the water from your house? It's a lot.
890,000.
Al, I should tell you right now. We're on the internet,
so we don't want people.
We don't want to say your personal information. So, but they love you, Al.
You've got about 500 or 600 fans right now.
Did you fix the toilet already?
But they're all coming to your house. The handle
is broken because when you flip it, it just stays up.
Oh.
And once in a while, it'll flip back down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Kohler handle, special. I got to run over to Colmar Hardware.
All right.
They sell them.
Do you want to check the shower first, too? Because if you need, yeah, outside. Yeah, Dial show you.
I can't do nothing with that now because my guys do that work.
Oh.
So I'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to look at it, you know.
Okay.
But I'm going to go over there and buy the hand.
All right. Sounds good.
10 or 15 minutes.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Mom, don't go away, Mom.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right.
Okay. Go start making chicken parm. Hurry up.
Quick. You got lasagna?
You got lasagna in your pan?
I bought down a little container of sausage, peppers, and onions I made.
Get it out for hell. Put it on some nice toasted rolls.
Make it smell like that when
rolls. Diana.
Make it smell like that when he comes back. That's how
you have to put that some of the sausage right here.
Right behind your ear. See? Put some cornbread in your cleavage.
It is a Hallmark meat cute happening
right
here.
Right here. Right now.
He's adorable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's about time because it's been dirty dishes have been sitting on the table for a long time.
But thank you.
This will be reflected in your tip.
And let's see how you do it. Nobody.
I'm grateful. I'm the grateful one.
I have an attitude problem.
Gratitude. You got the attitude.
Okay, that was 20 minutes ago. We're still on it. All right. So, what have we learned today?
Okay, so we've learned.
Yes. Put some cornbread right in your cleavage. Just keep a piece of bread.
Just keep it right there.
If Di answers the door and she just like this. Oh, hi, Al. He's like, wait. Yeah, I'm right here. Just a little cornbread. Did you want some?
That's how I used to soften butter before cooking if I forget to leave
what?
It out. Yeah, if you forget to leave your butter out and it's got to be at like room temperature or warm, you just put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your cleavage and it works.
Why don't you just put it in your pants?
I've done that too. In the back.
It'll get done here in 10 minutes. It'll get done here in 7. And get done back here in 2. Or microwave it, whatever.
Or yeah, Carly threw me under the bus at that at Thanksgiving one time. She's like, you know, this butter was in my mom's boobs. Thanks.
Oh, today was a weird show. It's Friday. It feels like Friday.
It's Friday, and we're going to write today. It's going to be a big
That's
day
what
of
we
writing.
Think. Mm-hmm.
Brooke asked if we were writing a book together.
She did. I'm talking to Brooke this morning, and she was like, what are you guys doing? I said, Missy and I had sleepover last night. Now, remember when sleepovers would start at like 9 to go to 3 in the morning? Missy got here at 11. We were in bed at 11. I was like, good to see you. Here's the tour. I'll see you in the morning. Short-lived. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom. So it was short-lived. But then this morning, she was like, what are you guys going to do today? We're like, we're going to write a book. She goes, together? We hadn't thought about it, like, but it'd be a pretty messed up book. It'd be a lot of divorces.
Lots of divorces.
Lots of issues.
A lot of poor choices. Would be the saddest, funny book you ever read.
Maybe you could read mine from front to back. Yours is back to front.
Yes, like a flip.
In the middle, they turn into each other. So it starts off bad and then ends bad. Get the middle,
and then everybody dies in the end. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Anyway. All right, so we're gonna be two ladies that have to go work on our New York Times bestselling book. That's it.
Do you know what yours is called yet?
No, it's called I'm probably not gonna finish this because I broke my leg and my mom keeps adding eggs to brownies.
Perfect.
It's a working title. What's yours?
Laughing Through Cancer and Other Inconveniences.
I like it.
Yeah. I kinda like yours though.
You might want to add, maybe spice it up.
Having some brownies and some oatmeal and no water.
We learned that cheating men eventually get caught, but if a man is a plumber and owns an $800,000 home and can cook, they redeem themselves. Also, a plumber named Al may soon be coming through the honey door. That's what we learned. You're not wrong.
It's a good day.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, everybody. Well, that's it for us. And thanks for watching as always. And that's it. I hope you get to do something fun this weekend and relax a bit because it's Friday and all the fun. Becky, I stepped on a drill and then it basically punched me in the leg and broke my leg. So it's great. It's all good things. So that's it. So everybody have a great weekend. Many thanks to Missy for joining us.
Thank you.
Our waitress who needs to maybe stretch a little, maybe get better sneakers so she could get to the tables faster. But that's it. Like Judy and Andrea say, do something nice for yourself or others today. And that's it. I look forward to seeing you guys on Monday morning. So have a great day and a blessed day. And I'll see you soon. I'll see ya. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
All right. Morning code is tapping.
And check out OneFunnyMotherStore.com for great, new, inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.